Radio Free Moscow. RadioFreeMoscow.com with Michael Moskowitz. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You are listening to Radio Free Moscow. Yeah, baby.
Remember the frightening sight, remember the first dark night, the way you feared for your life. I don't remember the place I was when the president died, but I recall the fall of nuclear rain and burnt skies.
And now, Michael Moskowitz and company.
Listening for some street sound, the subway shook and stopped, I got knocked out. Woke up hours later when I heard a wounded cop shout. You okay? Well, just hold tight then. He disappeared into the dust, I never saw him again. The tunnel was caving in, I made my way fumbling through the dark, tripping over debris and body parts.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? How's the touring going? How is the,
The touring's, it's good. My first trip up the coast was successful.
Where are you now? Are you in LA?
Yeah, I'm back. I got back last night.
Oh, you went to the East Coast, I thought, too, right?
No, all West Coast. I'm just going up.
I could have sworn you were in New York or something.
What's that?
You didn't go to New York?
No.
I could have sworn I read one of your emails that said you went to New York, but I don't
know. I'd like to go to, be looking forward to going there.
You ever been to New York?
I haven't played, yeah, but I've never played there.
That's cool.
I've still got to broach the New York thing.
Well, we're a little delayed in our second checkup because, of course, I was visiting the continent of your homeland.
And I know, you were having a merry time in Paris, I think.
It was merry, and I did go to the London airport, but I didn't actually visit your country at all.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Went to Heathrow?
Heathrow, yeah. It was terrifying. We were in that little bus, and it was on the wrong side of the road, and it was just really traumatic.
Yeah, well, that's what we do deliberately, just to traumatize you guys. But then, you know, but if you can get past that, you'll find we're really quite nice.
No, I would love to check it out. I just didn't. I went there. I went to Paris. I went to Switzerland, and I went to Prague.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
what a holiday person you are.
Yeah, I've never been to Europe, but it was cool. You know.
I hope you enjoyed it. Yourself.
How do you feel about the French? Let me ask you.
I'm fine about it.
You are?
I'm not. I don't know what the problem is with the British
really?
And the French.
No, I mean, like, but you personally, you're okay with them?
Of course.
Because I had a lot of negative stereotypes going into them, and I found almost all of them were fulfilled and almost
really?
Added upon. Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I hated the French people, yeah. I'll be honest.
You're in Paris, though. Paris is quite...
I went to Versailles. They were bad there, too.
Well, what happened? What's so bad? What happened that could be so awful?
I don't really speak very good French, and I was trying, but they just were so angry about it.
That's because you shouldn't bother trying to speak. You got to know the rules, that's why. The rules are you don't speak, unless you can speak good French, don't bother doing it.
Well, I tried speaking English, too, and they got infuriated by that even more.
That's because you did it after you tried to speak French.
No, well, not all the time. I switched off. I tried everything. Nothing worked. No matter what I did, they were infuriated.
It's something to do with someone calling them cheesing surrender monkeys.
Had something to do with the fact that I'm a Jew.
to do with the American side of you.
Yeah, that's probably true too. Here is here's Jake. Say hi to him. He's with me again in the studio here.
Hey, Monk, how you doing?
Okay, I'm doing all right. Are you all right?
You want to see if he worked on his impression at all or no?
Yeah, come on, please give me a nice English accent thing.
Okay, let's try the English thing again.
All right, you take the good, you take the bad, you don't do anything different, and that is how you stay alive.
What is that from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
That's a bit Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working on my Michael Caine impression.
That is a pretty good Michael Caine.
That is not bad, I have to say.
Well, thank you.
I'm quite impressed with that.
Thanks, Monk.
Except it just slipped at the end, but I'll tell you, you get 9 out of 10 for that.
It's not complete yet. It's still a work in progress.
He broke away from the
It's a work in progress, but you've got
keeps...
the right. You know, you take the good, you take the bad. I like that. Hang on. Someone's at the door. Hold on.
Go ahead. Let's listen in. Monk's entering the door.
Let's listen.
The police. That would be great. Well, are you able to still talk?
Yes, I am. I just had to
chase
them off.
Well,
let me ask you.
We've listened now to a couple of bumpers, people that tried to follow in your footsteps, And I'll play a couple. I'll play a couple in here, you know, in the post production. So let's listen to a few of those here. We want to listen to the bad ones too.
Why not?
I think we should actually.
Okay.
Then we can truly see the scope of things.
Yeah, there's a scope.
I'd really like to make fun of them.
There's
also
some kind of scope there, isn't there? Is that the word?
All right, let's listen to a little montage here of a couple things that we got, and we'll be right back.
Yo, this Pepsi right here, I just spent 400 million on that vitamin water and shit. I don't even know what the fuck you've done. And you know, peace through the morning, guys, now y'all and shit. Radio Free Moscow, Mike Moskowitz. Go check him out. RadioFreeMoscow.com. Peace out, you.
When I'm not kicking hot chicks in my sweet wheelchair, I'm listening to Radio Free Moscow with Mike Moskowitz. Go check him out, RadioFreeMoscow.com.
And we're back. Monk, how you doing?
Fine. Very nice to listen to the scope of things.
Yeah, that's a little rough. And the winning one, I thought, was quite good. And I, unfortunately, I talked to the creator, and he couldn't call in for this. He couldn't be on the air because he's traveling right now. But he is going to do a recorded interview. So we were thinking maybe we would just propose some questions about his process, and then we'll get some answers for the next time. What do you think of that?
I think that's a very good idea.
Cool.
Let's do that.
So why don't we listen to the winning bumper entitled Acapella Bumper by Nicholas Morford. Let's listen in.
With Mike Moskowitz, www.radiofreemoscow.com.
Oh, okay, great.
Refreshing.
Monk, what are your thoughts right off the bat? What do you feel?
I liked it because it was completely unique.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely took it.
It was very humorous and just completely stupid, really. I mean, just silly. Silly. Silly is the word we're looking for. I liked it because it was fun and unique, and he managed to. It was a little long, but he managed to get all the information in and have fun with it.
It did feel a little long. But what about from a production point of view? Do you think that was relatively well
together? Yeah, the production was okay.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
so. All right. Yeah, it was good.
And it was definitely creative and cool. You know.
So exactly. It was creative and unique, and that's the key, I think. You know, there wasn't many that came. We didn't really have many that came in that were very melodic. That's the one thing that in a kind of a cappella sort of dissonant, insane way was very melodic.
Okay, so that's
very contemporary, right?
Exactly. That guy is Nick Morford. We're going to follow up this with a recorded interview with him, and we'll probably post it on the end of this. So what should we be asking him? What are the questions that that Monk is asking Nick?
I would say what made him come. What was the thing that sparked off his idea to do a acapella bumper rather than something with an instrument?
Drugs.
Cocaine? I don't know.
Yeah, probably some kind of drug.
Probably some kind of drug. Okay, so what drug was he on? That's one.
I thought we probably answered that already.
Where can Monk get some of it?
And me.
He's
in LA. I mean, it's not hard.
What else could we ask him? I don't know. I think I was just asking what sparked off that specific idea of what why he did the acapella counterpoint dissonant, insane.
And you know, Monk, you had a very well produced bumper that we'll play in here somewhere too. And coming from that, compared to that, you know, it's not very professional, whatever. But you know, we'll have Nick say a few words about, you know, how it feels to have been selected by you as the you know, the best of the bumper creators, of course, other than you.
Yes, he is absolutely the best, and he gets two albums and a shirt coming his way.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll send you his address and stuff.
I'd like to thank you all for the great win of this amazing contest that I entered in. It means so much to me. The ideas came to me in these visions I had. I was watching this amazing guy on guy film. And then as I was about to release myself, I hit this one pitch. And I was like, wait a second, that's my idea right there. And so, you know, basically, the vision just came to me. You know, I guess I would have to thank Anal Expulsion 3, Volume 3, for all my creativity. And thank you.
Do you think in addition we could probably give him a trophy too?
A trophy with a statue.
I think you could give him a trophy from your
statue
from
of
the huddle of your studio there. maybe just whittle one out
should
of wood.
We should just make Michael Moskowitz trophies to hand out to people that send in things.
Don't make your own trophy.
How about a little statuette of Monk on top?
I think it'd be perfect.
The Monk, the annual Monk song.
Get some driftwood.
Hey, you know what we should do next time? We should do a full-blown songwriting contest where you judge songs. I think, I think the Monk Annual Radio Free Moscow songwriting contest is called for.
That
here.
Would be good, and also we'd it would have to be the most unique thing possible that we'd be looking for.
Yeah, we don't want some boring cookie cutter things. We want like this, you know, this acapella thing that's kind of a little insane, but very creative, and that's really the Monk style. Am I right?
And that's also the Radio Free Moscow, vibe for the Radio Free Moscow peeps.
That's what we do. We do. We're a little insane, but, you know, we still have fun. I listened to a song of yours actually about 5 minutes ago in the car. I'm trying to remember the name. It wasn't Nifty, but it was something like that. It was like an adjective with a Y on the end. I'm trying to remember the name. It was off of your self-titled album.
I have to think about what that one is.
Something.
With a Y. I don't know which one that is.
I don't know.
Greedy,
yes.
Oh, that's an old... Oh, right, that's from the
very earliest Monk album. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, you like that? Good, yeah. That's got a slightly jazz edge to it.
It does. I like all the songs you make with that are adjectives in the title. That's...
Okay, right. I'm glad we got that down.
That's what I look for in a Monk song.
Yeah, it's a good adjective song.
And, of course, you know Nifty is my favorite.
Yeah, Nifty's a good one. And,
well, so are you touring anywhere else in the next few weeks? How are you?
Yeah, so that while we're talking about it, I am going to be popping up and down the West Coast the last week of July and the first week in August before I head back to the UK. You know, it's very much ad hoc at this point with the dates, but I'm going to be playing up in San Francisco, San Diego, and hopefully Santa Barbara next week. But everything gets posted on monk.net.
Monk.net. And what's your MySpace too, stuff, right?
My MySpace is Monk UK.
Monk UK, MONCUK.
So everything is posted there, but because we're doing it totally indie and we didn't have time to book a whole solid tour.
Radio Free Moscow does not endorse that.
Yeah, we are doing it as we go along, but it's working out very well. So you may see me playing in the street and then I'll be doing a gig that night. I actually played up, why not? So I'm just playing all over the place. I just pop up with my top hat on and play.
Well, you know what, Monk? We are we're coming back to LA pretty soon, and I'm pretty sure that now we've established that we will be back next quarter. So we would love to have you back in the studio if you're around, you know.
Oh, I'd love to, and I might even, I might even bring another band member with me.
Oh, that'd be exciting. Who would you bring? Like you on the guitar, and who else?
I don't know. Well, I may bring my singer Donna, or I may bring my drummer to do some percussion,
could
do something. I could maybe bring my trumpet player. That'd be even more unique, you know.
I've yet to see your actual live performance, despite how often I try, because you know we're in school, whatever, and it's just been so hectic. But I hear and read that you guys have an insane great band as well as your solo work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. This is the best band, you know. This is the best it's been. I mean, it's gone through a few lineups, but this band is really kicking ass. And so we've got the big show. We have the biggest show in LA is next. It's Thursday the 26th. Thursday the 26th, and it's at a place called Studio Blue in LA. And again, you can go online and get all the address at the website.
Get all that on. get all that on monk.net and myspace.com/monkuk. I think Michael Caine would like to congratulate you on your status of your band. Say
what do you think,
nice.
Michael?
Monk, I think you've been doing a fantastic job. It's been really great.
I think he's dead. I think he turned into Dick Van Dyke.
It's a new impression.
He turned into Crocodile Dundee. That's
sorry,
what he said.
You caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie.
Become the Crocodile Dundee.
I think Michael Caine was on holiday in Australia at that point.
All right. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Down under.
Actually, I'm on holiday at the moment, and I'm coming back soon, so...
That was like Ted Kennedy.
That was like New Zealand. Oh, that was a New Zealand accent.
Very good. Yeah. Very good, Monk.
Misty.
Well, let us. We'll say goodbye for now. And but those of you listening at home, we're going to follow this up with a little interview with the creator of our winning piece, a cappella bumper. So
yes.
Keep listening, Monk. We love you. You know, we want it. We'll keep working with you. Stay in touch, and we'd love to have you in the studio when we return to LA.
And you're returning in August, I presume.
September, I think, actually.
Okay, be back. I'll keep in touch, and I'll be back in October so we can plan some stuff.
Yeah, October then for sure. And we'll put something really cool together since we already know you. We'll put something fun together.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great.
All right, great, Monk. Thanks a lot, and we will talk to you soon. This has been a special off-season Radio Free Moscow presentation, and we will be back hopefully throughout the summer. We'll try to put something else fun together, and we all love Monk here. Let's play his bumper as we go out. This has been Radio Free Moscow.
Radio Free Moscow.
RadioFreeMoscow.com with Michael Moskowitz. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. This has been a Radio Free Moscow presentation.
I was nifty.